Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister tables new anti-crime bill, pledges to apologize for two incidents of state-inflicted violence, and government to support castor bean production project. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The government has taken another firm step towards curtailing crime and violence in Jamaica. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last Tuesday tabled a bill in Parliament entitled the Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Act 2017, which seeks to establish the legal framework in which the Prime Minister, acting on the advice of the National Security Council, may declare any high-crime area of Jamaica a zone for special security operations and community development measures. After the area is designated a special operation zone, Mr. Holness says the legislation will empower the security forces to saturate select communities and displace criminal elements, maintain a sustainable level of presence and control over the area, and build lasting relationships with residents.
I believe that in this bill we have struck the right balance of resolute policing with respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms. I urge its quick passage so that we may save innocent Jamaicans from being deprived of their right to life and the enabling freedoms to enjoy it.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister is to apologize on behalf of the government for two notable incidents of state-inflicted violence. During his contribution to the 2017-2018 budget debate on March 21, the Prime Minister said the state must apologize for the 2010 Tivoli incursion and the 1963 Coral Gardens incident as part of efforts to reduce the acceptance and use of violence in the society. Prime Minister Holness says the state must set the example by both accepting the role it has played in violent incidents in the past and taking steps to reconcile with the victims involved.
The wrongs of the past must be acknowledged and apologies offered to the victims of state-inflicted violence as recommended by constituted review bodies. On behalf of the Jamaican state and in my capacity as Prime Minister, I will make the apologies in Parliament to the victims of the Tivoli Gardens incursion. And I also believe it is my duty to apologize to the victims of the Coral Gardens incident.
In the Coral Gardens incident, several civilians and a policeman were killed and numerous Rastafarians detained, arrested, beaten, and forcibly trimmed by agents of the state. During the 2010 security operations to capture the fugitive Christopher Dudus Koke, more than 70 civilians were killed, while others were detained and properties damaged and destroyed. In the meantime, the government has launched a program to provide educational and employment opportunities for unattached youth. Describing the initiative in his budget debate presentation, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the Housing, Opportunity, Production and Employment HOPE program will see the placement of young people aged 19 to 24 years in government ministries, agencies, departments, as well as with some private sector agencies. The initiative will be rolled out later this year.
The total number that we are looking for, that we have found space for, is 15,000, and that will start this year. My view is that by the end of this year, we should be able to have at least 25,000 youngsters in work opportunities.
And Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, has given government's commitment to assist the Jamaica Baptist Union with lands for its castor bean project. The initiative will engage residents in Baptist church communities across the island in castor bean production.
I'm very pleased that the Jamaica Baptist Union is utilizing its network of churches to provide well-needed employment for persons under this project, thereby assisting in the alleviation of poverty in the targeted communities. I also applaud your intention that you aim to build the skill sets of participants in the project through exposure of agronomy, stewardship, and business skills.
Mr. Vaz was speaking at the official launch of the Jamaica Baptist Union's Grow Castor Bean project in St. Andrew earlier this week. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.